Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Okay, great. Hey, good morning and welcome to the premiere of the Kerry O'Connor Show, the talk show with internationally known master visionary, profound psychic, and as I call her, a modern-day oracle, Kerry O'Connor. I'm your co-host, Dave Turco. Folks, you're in for a great show today because we have 1 hour where you can call in and get a live reading with Kerry on the air. The show focuses on self-empowerment and reawakening to your divine heritage, but you are more than welcome to call in and ask any questions you'd like. I'm excited to be here. I know Kerry is, and I'm excited that you have now total access to a truly gifted modern psychic. Hey, Kerry, good morning.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm excellent. This is great being on, being from the East Coast, and we're now on the West Coast radio.
Absolutely. It's making, the world's becoming a smaller and smaller place every day. It's wonderful. I love the feeling of our, the how we're all connected.
Yeah. So we're on for an hour today, and but we still need to give Dr. Pat a nod and a special thank you for really bringing you out to the West Coast and getting you going on this alternative talk show.
Absolutely. We're thanking Dr. Pat and her group. I've talked to the people, and I love the people that call in and listen to her show. So we're so excited to bring our show out to the West Coast and all over the world with the light streaming. So it's,
absolutely. And, you know, our number here is 800-930-2819. I know Dr. Pat has been talking up the show, so I know a lot of people are probably already banked in. And, you know, if you like, Kerry, we could either talk a little bit about yourself, or if you want, we can go directly to the call.
Why don't we just spend a couple minutes for those people who don't know me, because Benny did say there's people on the phone line, so I do want to do as many readings as possible. But I am Kerry O'Connor. I do, obviously, I live on the West Coast, but I mean East Coast, but I do radio all around the world and do readings from all around the world. And so my goal, like I love that David calls the oracle of, I love David and I consider him such a sacred friend. And the modern day oracle is what I am. I could see people's energy field and I read blocks and it's way beyond psychic. It's even beyond mediumship. I am a medium, but I can look in your energy field and I can see what your energy is talking about, and that be blocks, your history, past lives, and what your potentials are. So,
I got to interrupt you because I know you're talking about yourself, but because I've been on the receiving end of so much of your readings, you know, it started with basically, you know, past lives, colors in my aura, my potentials. But, you know, folks, the readings that she can give you is like nothing I have ever heard before. Forget about the accuracy for the time being. Getting into our multidimensional self and the symbols, the colors, the tubes going here and all over the place. And what's interesting is when you get to these things that sound really esoteric, you always weave it into where I totally understand what you're getting at with me. But how profound the readings are, it's really, really different. And the oracle part that's been coming to me is because you can ask any question under the sun. And that's what I really love. It's not just about connecting with people on the other side or what's my future.
Right.
It's so deep because it gets into the multidimensional aspects of ourselves. And I hope over time and maybe even today we can start to get into that with some of the readings.
Why don't we go to the phones? Benny, do we have a caller on the line?
We certainly do, and just want to give out that number one more time. It's 1-800-930-2819. And, of course, we're contacting everyone from the East Coast and the West Coast. So let's go and bring on our first caller of the day. It will be Carol from Utah. So, Carol, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you. Hi, Kerry.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How can I help you today?
Well, today I'm hoping that you can just read my energy and
okay.
A reading.
All right. When I'm looking into your right side of your energy, Carol, the right side is our male side. And this is for everyone to know, too, besides not only Carol. The right side is our male side. The left side is the female side. And your right side is doing a lot of waving to me. So when I see that, think of it as you're going through a lot of changes, and that's the how we put our energy out into the world. It also is relating to father and male relationships, and that also includes women who lead with their male energy. And so those are the assertive women that, that again, if they lead with their male energy. And so when I see somebody's whole side doing waving and going way out to 12 feet beyond you, you're going through a lot of change, and also I'm seeing a grandfather paternal coming in and doing the sign, nice to meet you. He also wants to recognize a Jim and a James, so go into that name in your family. And also James can be even, and he wants to recognize a Jane, too, because he's saying plain Jane. And so think of so recognize Jane within the family history also. But what they're coming in for, Carol, is support, because you're expanding on that right side. So your energy frequency that you put out into the world, when I see a radio signal getting fine-tuned, you're fine-tuning and really getting down, especially the last 5 months, 5 days, for 5 weeks, over the next 5 days, 5 months, 5 weeks. And this is going to affect you over the next 5 years of what your hearts and dreams and desires are. So really get really clear, because I see you clearing off a lot of stuff from the past, and I would absolutely sit down as soon as you're done with the show and write out what was going on with you last 5 months, 5 years. What is the themes? Because when I see the word feng shui clearing out, you're really clearing out, getting down to nitty-gritty things to turn it around, themes, to turn them around and really feel like you're in the driver's seat differently than you ever have before. So they're giving you the big green light. Go for it. Go for it. And again, look for those fives. That's confirmation for the changes that you're going through. And also be open to really, when I hear half bag will travel, that means that you're, if you're invited to a seminar over the weekend that you weren't planned for, or a party, and even a short trip, make sure you take those opportunities, because we're really entering a part where in August it's all about, and in September it's taking action. And sometimes we get in our head, should I go, could I go, will I, you know, that kind of shoulda, coulda, woulda thing. And that taking that action is going to bring you out there in a different way than you ever experienced in your life, and you're going back and retrieving your wounded child since you were 5 years old. So good for you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right. So shall we run off to another one? Is that good with you guys?
Sure.
Okay. Let's go off to another call. We have Samantha now calling in from Connecticut. So let's bring her on board.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Carrie. It's Samantha from Connecticut.
Hi.
I need some help with my husband's daughter. I've personally been working on my cellular structure and getting to my own nitty gritty. You know, this girl is systematically trying to destroy my husband and myself, our home. I've spoken to you several times about her. Now it's beginning to get really bad again, and I need to change my cellular structure with her.
Yep.
And I need to stop getting so angry.
Yep. Okay. Perfect time for August in taking action. And think that when I put your stepdaughter's energy in front of your energy field, it became all inflamed. And so, and also when I see the whole back inflamed, that means that you have obviously past life issues with her. And you know what amazes me, and I see this a lot, that when we marry, we have karmic contracts with people that we marry, but what amazes me is that sometimes some of our even stronger lessons and contracts come with the people that we're our relatives, our in-laws, the children. And so I'm seeing that she's one of those people, and in Buddhism, they call it a noble friend, and those people can bring you up to the highest highs, but also bring you down to those bottoms and pits that can feel like hell. And so you're doing the biggest thing that you can do is by practicing staying on purpose, because you know what? Think of the game Patty Cake, Patty Cake. When somebody's engaging, because your stepdaughter feeds off energy and drama, so she needs that constant feed. And so this is where you're being invited to have to take charge, because I'm seeing your husband is put in a blind eye on his right side, because it has to do with his daughter, their karmic contract. So here you're being invited to take the lead, right? And part of you is tired of taking the lead, too. So, but this is where I see a shift going on in the next 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months with this. And also look for the 333s. And I'm even seeing Archangel Gabriel coming in, bringing you good news for this, Sarah, as far as the changing around. So change is here. You're going to hold, when you radiate, again, going to that patty cake example, she's staying down to elevate three, you're going up to elevator four, more joy, more peace, more shifting your cellular energy, and that also boost it up and amp it up a bit, and even direct your energy. Say, I am releasing in any direction, space, of time with any negative, traumatic, fear-filled contracts that I had with this individual called, I fill in my stepdaughter's name, and visualize yourself unplugging from this contract, bringing in the transmuted energy back into your energy field. And so, again, it leaves her on elevator 3 with the invitation of going up to elevator 4, which is more joy, more peace, more happiness. And also, it will absolutely allow you to stay in your core more. And when people are energy vampires, they have to go on and get another feed. And so think that your turn, it can feel like the Titanic ship at times, Sarah, but you've made a lot more progress than sometimes it might feel when she's doing her spiral, because I see a merry-go-round, and sometimes it feels like things are settled, and then all of a sudden something kicks up again. So just think that you've made, again, a lot of progress. This is where the lineage, especially the ladies in your family, are coming in and congratulating you and saying, good job, keep up with it. You're going to keep on expanding, and then also she's going to have to go get her feed from somewhere else. And so that's the biggest that you're doing. That's the biggest job. She's going to, people think that when they don't get fed energetically, they go find somewhere else to get a feed. So she's, by September, she's going to be going and seeking outside of the family to get her energy feed.
Hey, Carrie,
okay?
We're going to go to break.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Sandy, thanks, Samantha. And I think we're about to go to break. Folks, you're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show on Alternative Talk, and we'll get back in a few minutes. This is a shame.
How do you start your day? Do you tell yourself what a great day it will be? What we say to ourselves inside our own head does matter. Quick start your day in 10 minutes with this CD of positive self-talk that will help you stay in balance all day long. The publisher of New Spirit Journal, Krista Gibson, gives you two unique 10-minute versions of positive self-talk, especially for the person who wants to approach their day in a more uplifted and spiritually based manner. To order, go to newspiritjournal.com and click on Embrace Your Day.
Has the pet food recall left you confused and concerned about what to feed your four-legged family members? Sam's Cats and Dogs, naturally, has you covered with expert advice and information about ingredients or how to supplement a fresh food diet to keep your furry friends healthy and happy. And all our foods are unconditionally guaranteed. Visit us at samscatsanddogs.com. That's samscatsanddogs.com in Monroe, Washington at 206 East Main.
There is one movie that is not about being famous, rich, powerful, or beautiful. But this movie can help you become rich beyond your wildest dreams. There is one movie that every man, woman, and child should see. See One, the movie, now available on DVD at onetheproject.com. Hi, this is Dr. Pat for One, the movie. Now the film phenomenon that has been transforming hearts across the world is available online at onetheproject.com. Watch it online and be transformed. onethemovie.com.
Spend a day of enlightenment and healing for the body, mind, and spirit with John Holland and Brian Weiss in Journey of the Soul. In this fascinating workshop, explore spiritual mediumship with John Holland and let Brian Weiss open the doors into the realm of past life regression. See John Holland and Brian Weiss in Seattle on September 30th. Space is limited, so order now at hayhouseevents.com.
Okay, everyone, listen up. You can do it. You can quit smoking in as little as 30 days with Zero Smoke. That's right, a new product to help you quit smoking now. And here's the deal. You don't need to spend hundreds of dollars on gum, patches, or pills. Zero Smoke helps you quit naturally using biomagnets. It works by placing these neat little magnets on either side of your ear. Then science takes over. It's just like acupressure. The urge to smoke goes away. This product has sold like crazy in Europe and has just been introduced in the United States. In fact, Sal the stockbroker is using the product to quit. It's a disgusting habit, and you need to quit today. Now, everybody, go to their website, zerosmoke.org, or call them at 800-577-9933 and take advantage of their risk-free offer. That's right. Just pay shipping, and they will send you this revolutionary product absolutely free. What do you have to lose? It's the summer. You want to feel good, and you want to quit that nasty habit. That's 800-577-9933 or go to the web at zerosmoke.org.
Forget their space and come check out our space on the web, 1150kknw.com, and find out about Alternative Talk 1150 AM. You are
maybe why I'm never begging on my touch.
Okay, and welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And this is a special show because it is our premiere on the West Coast. And that's very exciting to us. And, you know, we've got other information that we can give you here. It's not just calling on this program, which is wonderful. Our number here is 1-800-930-2819. We invite you to join us. But Carrie also has an outstanding website. You can get any information you want on what her workshops are, the call-in radio shows, and that is at www.insideout-outsidein.com. That's insideout-outsidein.com. You can also just put in carrieoconnor.com. The same website comes up. It's actually very simple, and there's lots of information there. Hey, Carrie, do you want to go right back to the calls?
Sure.
All right, you too.
I know there's a whole bunch. Okay, Benny, we're ready.
Sounds good. Let's bring on Yvonne from Monroe, and it looks like she's having an everything is standing still at the moment. So let's bring her on board and see what she has to say.
Okay. Hello, Yvonne.
Hello.
Hi.
Aloha, Carrie.
Aloha. How are you doing?
Oh, I need some help.
Okay, so what's going on, Yvonne?
Okay, when I came out of a period of solitude and healing, I had a sense of mission.
Yeah.
And lately, it just seems like things came to a standstill.
Okay, okay.
That's where I'm at.
Okay. This is, you know what, this is a perfect question, and because a lot of people don't realize that this is a process of creation, Yvonne. So here mm-hmm. you went into solitaire and you did some profound cellular healing, and then mm-hmm. when we come out, there's such a part where we could have such a cellular release. So think of feeling really expanded and go up to a 10,000-watt light bulb, and then when
yeah.
we get out of that energy field, we go holding the 1,000 watts, but then it doesn't feel like the 10,000 watts, so it feels like we're standing still and like we're blocked, right? So
right,
So first of all, I want to emphasize those 10,000 watt period times are places that we're going to. So think of it as like a like we can't hug a person, a divine partner, our whole life and walk through life. So we hug and we get those 10,000 watt wattage flows, and then it helps our energy go from 1,000 watts and go up to that 10,000. So when I'm looking in your energy field, you're laying that you're when you're feeling, because you're very empathic and psychic, you're feeling mm-hmm. when you go down and have the pendulum swing, and it feels so different that it, again, feels like a standstill. But I want to remind you, when you're moving, you're breathing and you're creating. So there's a period in a co-creation process when you get out of the solitaire where it's like you could drop a pin drops, but there's still, you're still creating. So, and I see it as, they show it in shamanism as coming out of the void. The void is where pre-creation is, and so for you to be able to show me that in your energy field, that shows me profound deepness. And think of the void, again, is where we get out of, when we're getting rid of a disease, we put it back into the void. And so mm-hmm. for you to be able to step out of the void in that pre-creation state, that's the stillness, but you're still in a process of clearing out, and you're making another step. So where the biggest lesson is to celebrate this part. You're not at a total standstill. Go,
okay.
Like, it's a further, think of your solitude was, it's a different kind of solitude. It's like the observer solitude, and
mm-hmm.
also take real notes as far as, because I'm seeing they're fine-tuning your energy to have, for you to be able to hold that 10,000 watts all the time, and that's part of our next evolutionary process. And so
okay.
going up from, a lot of people are learning, even trying to hold up a 100-watt light bulb, never mind a 1,000-watt light bulb. So you're
yeah.
really making really good progress, and you really are holding a wonderful charge. So really understand
yeah.
that, because this is core cellular changing. And you know
okay.
what I also tell people? That we're in a three-part process. We're the masters and master in process and master in practice. And so
mm-hmm.
when we feel that mastery energy, that's 10,000 watts, in that mastery, our DNA and our whole cellular body knows that we can do what every master says, cure disease, walk on water, mm-hmm. make water into wine, or eat, or if that sounds too
right.
grandiose, that we can, but we, I mean, we are encouraged. You can do this
yeah.
too. You can do this too. And so
right.
when we feel that energy, there's also a part where there's the practice of holding that energy in the process. And we really, in our evolutionary process globally are waking up to hold that posture, and so that is huge. I mean, we're getting out of what I call a vertical posture that has been around for hundreds of thousands of years. So think of vertical lines, so it's matriarchal, patriarchal father, and now we're learning to step in those horizontal lines and hold that posture also. And so that allows our energy to expand, and then everything crystallizes in your, and then I'm seeing crystallized stars in the front of your energy field. And so when I see that, I see a birthing at a profound place that goes right back to the void. The void is pre-creation, and that is big stuff, big, huge stuff that a lot of people work their whole lifetime to get there. So your standstill is what I see as the beginning of a birth of a star is what I'm hearing. A star is born, birth of a star. And so really pay attention to seeing a lot of 222s, master numbers, 10, 10, 11, 11, 12, 12. And also you'll be able to feel a next step forward, but it's a giant step forward. And so you'll be, and that's within the next 2 weeks, and you'll be really running by the time next 2 months, okay?
Thank you so much, Carrie. Because I mean, I thought for a moment, that I was like missing the translation or something.
Right. No. Just say, does it make sense that 10,000 watts and then go to 1,000 watts? That's huge.
Total sense. Total sense in terms of what I've been experiencing.
Absolutely. So actually, when it looks at when I'm looking at you from 2 years from now, but even 2 months, that you could look back and say, wow, those times where I felt like it was a standstill, I would, I just see like looking for those times of like you can't believe that you were there. It just you keep going and going. So that's a wonderful thing. So you're really you're holding the core, and I can't emphasize the 1,000 watt people are waking up cellularly. The other people and a lot of people, global consciousness. Most people are learning how to do it's a whole symbolically the 100 watt light bulb. So that's a very that's really a huge step in your evolutionary process, which of course affects the whole. So that the energy is going to come right back to you because everything in the universe is a divine order. Everything is checks and balances. So over the next 2 weeks, 2 months, you're going to be feeling that energy coming back, swinging back at you in a positive, wonderful way. All right?
Mahalo.
Mahalo to you.
Thank you.
Hey, that was a
Thank you, Paul.
Carrie, because you know what? What looks like a negative to some people, you know, you could perceive the standstill as a negative, actually is a positive thing if you look at it at a different angle.
Absolutely.
You know? And the other thing I did want to mention was what we often do on our shows is that when you listen to a caller like Evan A. and she has a specific question, listen to the response that Carrie gives because really it applies to everybody.
Exactly.
You know, we're all connected and it applies to everybody. Every single one of these callers and the answers, you can get something out of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Benny, do we have another call?
We certainly do there, David. Let's go and switcheroo here in the studio. We have Marie from Canada. Looks like she's looking for a little bit of advice on her health. So let's bring Marie on board.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Marie. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. It's so nice to talk to you.
It's so nice to talk to you.
I need some advice on my health and what I should be doing next.
Okay. What I'm looking at is, first of all, your vitamin D is not, it needs to be up. It's, we should be above 50 milliunits and you're between 20 and 30. And so we always think vitamin D has to do with bones, but they have, science has shown that it has to do with breast, colon, it has to do with, thyroid, and it's adrenal, so it's really, really important for us to make sure our vitamin D level is up, and especially because you're very empathic, and so make sure you get, when you get a vitamin D level drawn, make sure you ask them what your limits are, because a lot of people say that you're within normal limits, but most labs have normal limits between 20 and 100, and that's way too wide of a variation. We really need to be, and people need to be informed that we want a goal of 50 minimum and above. So the first place your body brought me was to vitamin D, but again, then it brings me up to the endocrine system. So I'm seeing tweaking up with the endocrine system as far as like thyroid and thyroid support. And actually, your maternal grandmother comes in, and when I see a Daisy a pregnancy test over her thyroid, she's showing me that there's positive thyroid in the family, but it's not it was not diagnosed. Are you aware of that? Are some female cousins on mom's side or female moms people talking stuff about thyroid in your history?
No, I'm not aware of that.
Okay, that's when the hand of pregnancy stick is like she wants people to become aware of it, because a lot of times what happens is that, Marie, is that people think that the thyroid is attached to every single cell of our body. We start thinking, oh, this aches and pains and this and that. It can be something to do with age, or it can affect our memory, because we tend to think thyroid is we gain weight and we're tired. And I'm seeing within your energy field, it could be kind of anxious, even like a rash or like an edginess, and it could be not the regular weight gain and tired. And so there's so many other symptoms as far as needing thyroid support. So especially all of this has to go back to, Marie, if you're very empathic. Empathic people take on the energies of a lot of other people. So really making sure you have a great energy maintenance program is huge for you, because think of it as when we have an energy maintenance program, it's our way of we're exercising and cleaning our energy field. And we couldn't imagine not brushing our teeth and taking showers daily. We really have to start thinking that same way with our energy body, because where I could read all around the world is because I'm looking at your energy body, and so that's where I see it is 99.999% of us. And so when we start realizing that we are 99.999% energy, which quantum physics has shown and proven, and we really want to be vigilant about, can you imagine not washing and clearing and anchoring that that part of our body? So seeing the grandmother also handing you a permission slip to give you permission to tweak up an energy maintenance program, and especially empathic people, they need to really anchor in one more. You're going to feel that more profoundly, because what it does, it allows you to take more of that universal energy. That universal energy goes profoundly to our health, down to our bones. The grandmother keeps on emphasizing the bones. And again, the thyroid, then I go back down to the adrenals. And all of this is slight. When I see a slight test off, like think of it just a pregnancy test, just becoming positive. So when I see that, it's like where you can really turn things, get in the driver's seat, Marie, and really turn things around. And that, again, goes down to the adrenal support, because the thyroid and the adrenals work hand in hand, okay?
Okay.
All right. And
great.
So,
thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Hey, Terry, you know, that's an interesting point in your reading with Marie, is that bringing up your adrenals and the thyroid, it's a very, very common ailment, I'll say, in our society. Because,
right,
of course, there's so much stress, and those are the areas that really get stressed very quickly.
Absolutely.
And you also point out the, if you say thyroid deficiency, or is anybody diagnosed, it is really one of the most underdiagnosed problems in probably the world, or at least the Western world, is underactive thyroid.
David, you know what I see? I see it as in the world at this time, because there's also a lot of the world hasn't supported it too, so we get a lot of low EMFs affect the energy field too. I mean the thyroid too, because it's so sensitive. So electrical stuff, power lines, all of that stuff has a profound effect on our low EMFs have a profound effect on our endocrine system. So it really is an epidemic. And so people really, there's a lot of great websites, thyroidpower.com. I highly recommend that, because they have a questionnaire 1 through 20 to have you look at it. I read that book and I almost fell off my chair, because they talked about how people can be having a rash, and it's like an eczema rash, and it has more to do with thyroid, or people lose weight and they become anxious. Some people have real a lot of mental problems where they're depressed, and it all swims back to thyroid, but they don't check the thyroid, because the normal limits are just gauges. And I work with a
right,
very good endocrinologist. I think he's the top in the world, and he's cutting edge, and he's been studying this for 30 years, and he says the lab levels, we don't know what our lab levels are, because they're uniquely ours. And so if we're feeling thyroid, and especially they say you're within normal limits, but you're showing other things, be proactive, educate yourself,
right.
And again, especially empathic people like Marie, and there's a lot of callers that are out there that I see the thyroid stuff going on. So
yeah, it's more important to go symptomatically than by what a hormone level is, because it fluctuates so greatly and you don't know your own baseline. So that
right,
is a really great point.
Absolutely.
Benny, should we go to another call, or should we go to break?
Well, let's actually go to a break. We're actually due for one. So, of course, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Filling in is Carrie O'Connor, along with her little sidekick, David. And, you know, toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819 is the toll-free number here at the Dr. Pat Show. And if the phone lines are busy, just keep trying. We've got Carrie O'Connor on board with us, and we'll be right back.
But that's not truly the procedure.
Cancer and stroke are now the greatest threats to life. But there's no need to suffer the side effects of pharmaceuticals or harmful treatments. Whether a patient does or does not wish to use traditional methods, there is a totally non-toxic alternative product, PolyMVA. PolyMVA has been effective with both stroke and cancer for over 10 years. To find out more, call 866-991-9942 or visit polymva.com.
Has the pet food recall left you confused and concerned about what to feed your four-legged family members? Sam's Cats and Dogs, naturally, has you covered with expert advice and information about ingredients or how to supplement a fresh food diet to keep your furry friends healthy and happy. And all our foods are unconditionally guaranteed. Visit us at samscatsanddogs.com. That's samscatsanddogs.com in Monroe, Washington at 206 East Main.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Nourish Your Soul presents an exclusive intimate dinner with Jay-Z Knight, Saturday, September 29th at Maggiano's Restaurant in Bellevue, where collective consciousness meets to transform reality. Expect a miracle. Exhibitors, only a few tables left, so reserve yours today. Sample Rainforest Treasure Teas and the Whole Body Tonic Illumination. After dinner, a private tour with Jay-Z to her Jay-Z Rose Boutique for dessert. To get your tickets to this full dinner event, go to livingwellsanctuary.com and click on Nourish Your Soul.
Avakai Spa, the spa of the future. Avakai means fountain of life. They offer pampering and preventative aging treatments for the whole person. Enter Avakai's $5,600 non-invasive whole body makeover contest, including weight loss, nutrition, and anti-aging treatments. Sign up now for the August 21st Lose Weight Naturally Workshop and Eat to Lose Buffet. Call 800-988-7705 or visit avakai.com. That's AVIKAI.com.
Do you want to live the life of your dreams? Are you seeking deeper purpose and meaning? Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis of the Center for Spiritual Living shares practical spiritual principles and insights from all the world's traditions monthly on the Dr. Pat Show in her segment, Building a Better Life, Building a Better World. Learn more about Kathy Ann by visiting spiritualliving.org.
Stay informed with news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour, weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
One ass cavalier, but that's not truly love. Rosie, a romantic dinner date.
And welcome back to the Terry O'Connor Show. You're with that profound psychic, master visionary, and modern-day oracle, Terry O'Connor. I'm her co-host, Dave Turco. And we've got about another, we got a 10 minute segment, and I guess we got about 23, 24 minutes to go. So there's plenty of time to call in and get a reading with Terry. And because we have so many banked callers, we're going to go right to the line.
Sounds good there, David. Let's bring on Sandra from Seattle. Looks like she's having an issue about, well, she wants to know how to disperse some anger. So let's bring on her.
Hi, this is Sandra. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Hi, Sandra. Thank you for calling. How can we help you?
I just want to talk about anger a little bit.
Okay.
I've been able to get rid of a lot of anger, but right now I'm allowing it to come back, you know, like when I disperse. I want it totally dispersed, and I'm just temporarily pushing it away.
This
is a very immature approach to it, and it's like I'm sulking.
You know what? When I, Sandra, A is for August. August is for A, for action. And so what I'm seeing, because your second chakra, which is sex, finances, creativity, that's the one that's really angered. It's a little girl. Your three-and-a-half-year-old feels not heard. And so it is, and I go back to the throat chakra. And actually, it's really important to get that. It's like she wants to scream. She even wants to say, I had this 80-year-old lady that I told her to put herself in a bubble light, scream, and part of her energy field wanted to swear and say the big words, like the F words. But, and I said to her, and it doesn't sound very spiritual, but I told her, and I'm saying the same thing to you, to put yourself in a four-layered bubble of light, 2 feet around you, then another one 4 feet around you encased, and then a 7 feet and a 12 feet. So when you're doing the bubble of light, you're saying to yourself, your guides, your angels, and you're directing your energy like a master. You're saying, I am putting this bubble of light to transmute this energy that I'm getting out of this anger, this rage, but also I'm screaming to get it out, like scream from the bottom of your toes. And what you're doing is you're moving the energy, you're shifting it, you're taking action, and just scream out. And then let's say somebody got that little girl angry, like mom or dad, you can put the energy of them out if you use it with the agreement is, I'm using the image of them to bring out these feelings. I'm taking direct accountability, that I'm not sending jabs anyone's or arrows anybody's way, mm-hmm. because when we give dirty looks and stuff like that, we send arrows that way, and what we give out, we get back. So that's a very proactive way of getting rid of repressed old anger, because what I see, you're going back to your where you said it could seem like immature. It's the 3.5-year-olds, and most 3.5-year-olds are not mature. So really getting into it and just letting it out and rip or scream or do anything you could do to move it out, or even stomp your feet, anything to, I keep on hearing the song, let's get physical, physical, physical. And so you want to work it through the physical body. And then I see like a pressure valve going. And so do it for like the next 2 hours, 2 days, and it's not even going to take 2 weeks, because all of a sudden you'll feel heard. That's what the 3.5-year-old girl wants to do, is be heard. So then when you scream, get it out, even grunt, real primordial sounds, like, and it sounds kind of odd, but that's a very shamanistic thing. It goes back to the epiglottis, and it starts to open up the pineal part of our brain. And so the more we could do physical stuff, the more you're going to get it out. Then go to that 3.5-year-old child and say, what can I do to serve you? Not the wounded child, because she wants to be heard. So write, talk to, take care of that 3.5-year-old. Feed her energetically, and even visualize giving her candy and all that stuff. And then take her in your arms and then say, put her in your heart. And then she's going to feel heard. And then you're going to really feel, I keep on seeing a pressure valve going off. And I hear your heart doing an ah. And when I hear that, that means that you will feel really get rid of cellular post-traumatic stress that you're feeling anger about, and you weren't taught how to do rage. And so this is in that 3.5-year-old in particular wasn't taught how to do rage. And so I tell people that scream therapy, especially when you do it as a conscious person, you're not directing barbs jabs to anybody, you're saying but you're getting it out of your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual bodies. And so it will really help you turn it around.
Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent. I love being responsible with my thoughts, because thoughts are actions.
Absolutely.
So this is a lot of, I feel like I can do this and not harm.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because, and remember, and that's such a good point, Sandra, and I want to remind a lot of people, because some people, when I say that, they look at me like, what? And I say, we are masters, and we're perfect. We are announcing, and we're saying our intention is not to harm, but our intention is to get it the heck out of us. And so our intent, and so then it will be, so it be. We command it, so it shall be. And so, and that's where I say to them, as far as I put myself in a bubble of light. I use this a lot, because I was repressed. I could get it's the Irish temper, Kerry O'Connor. And so I was so repressed that my thyroid went. And so when I started really using this technique, it profoundly helped me shift the stuff out of me. And then I rarely have to use it anymore. So I know when I do, because my stomach will start bothering me. And then the time just lasts for shorter. So before, it was like one day I just screamed and I was in the car and people thought I was singing or crazy when they were watching me, but I was really screaming.
Uh-huh.
And then, but it really helped. And then it came to the part where I got to points of stillness where my mouth was just open. And then I just heard these guttural, like cries or screams that were so young. They're way beyond your 3.5-year-old. So I'm saying my as an example, but I'm talking to your 2 and 3.5-year-olds. So it went down to like the primordial child of consciousness. And so that then, so I said, all right, I'm going to, and then I was like grunting or moaning and I just let it go, didn't judge. And it really, I tell you, Sandra, it forever changed my life. And I'm sharing that with you because I'm seeing my face over your face. So you're going to be doing the same exact thing. And I invite everybody, David, maybe we could give our phone number out because I have energy exercises that I give people out freely. If you send an email to our place, I could give you some supportive stuff too that you could shoot us an email and I could send you give you some other tools.
I'm not on the computer. It has to be
okay. Then you could call and we could if you give us your address, then we could we'll mail it if that resonates with you. If not,
yes, I think so. Because I can see myself on the side of a mountain doing this in privacy and. Just,
yes.
You know, really going for it.
Absolutely.
Really quick, could you recommend a book? Not so much on this subject, but just one of, like, your favorites.
One of my favorites is, are you familiar with Carolyn Mace?
No.
Okay, Carolyn Mace, Anatomy of a Spirit, is excellent. That's one of her first ones. And anything with Carolyn Mace, it really gets into the energy body, how we store stuff in our energy body. So Carolyn Mace, M-Y-S-S, Anatomy of a Spirit, is excellent. And I could get it on Amazon, and I always get the used book. So but I'm sure you can find it.
Okay, excellent. Have a good day.
Okay. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you so much, Sandra. That was a great call. And for Sandra or anybody else listening, Terry's number at her office is 860-887-1201. You can really, the benefit of that is, like Terry had mentioned, is you can request energy exercises. You can get all sorts of information, like Sandra requested, or, of course, her website, insideout-outsidein.com. And, of course, Sandra had brought up a very important thing about the working with negative emotions and dealing with that. And, hey, Terry, we have to go to another break.
All right.
And folks, we'll be back with another segment of Terry O'Connor Show. Thank you very much.
Stuff filled with love. Goodbye. And I don't care if I never grow.
Are you yearning to live a more fully expressed and joyful life? Do you want to explore and discover what ignites your heart? Heart Ignited is a potent coaching process created by Deborah Tracci, a life and transition coaching pioneer. Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to learn more about this unique process. Go to heartignited.com or call 206-236-6100 to learn more. That's heartignited.com or 206-236-6100.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you are experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to meet your individual needs. Dream Clinic is located in the Ravenna neighborhood of Seattle and is open 7 days a week. To learn more or schedule an appointment, visit dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863.
Let go of past trauma, fears, and negative beliefs. Attract exactly what you want in life and release the energetic blocks and imbalances which are keeping you from living the life of your dreams. Internationally known master clairvoyant and intuitive guide Carrie O'Connor has the unique ability to read your energy field and, just like a tuning fork, raise your vibrational level so that you can attract what you truly desire in life. Visit CarrieO'Connor.com for more information and for interview dates on the Dr. Pat Show. That's CarrieO'Connor.com.
Haven't found the time to study the mysteries of the universe? We understand. And in fact, that's why so many busy people choose to use the distance learning option from the College of Metaphysical Studies. There's no classes to attend, no traffic to fight, and no weather or parking issues either. You can earn a metaphysical, spiritual, or esoteric degree at your own pace in the comfort of your own home. Visit us at cms.edu or call 800-780-META.
We are in a new age of discovery. In the past, science strived to understand physical matter. In the new age, science will strive to understand the energy that creates matter. In the past, all dietary supplements nourished the body. In the new age, dietary supplements will focus on the energy that creates your body. The future is here. Learn about our natural monatomic minerals from Harmonic Enterprises. Move with us to the new age. Call us at 888-667-667. 800-400-4300 or visit harmonicenterprises.com.
Vacation with the Hay House Superstars. Sign up for the most outlandish Hay House conference yet aboard a luxurious cruise ship. I Can Do It at Sea. Meet some of your favorite authors, including Wayne Dyer, Carolyn Mace, Marianne Williamson, and Doreen Virtue, plus soul-nourishing workshops, parties, gorgeous port cities, and more, all amid a breathtaking backdrop of the Mexican Riviera. Space is limited, so reserve your cabin today at ICanDoItAtSea.com.
Spread the word. Your favorite shows are on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Bone dry, I'd rather die, I'd rather die, I'd rather die.
And we are back with the first show of the Terry O'Connor Show with Master Clairvoyant Psychic Oracle Terry O'Connor. I'm Dave Turco. We only have one segment to go. That's about 12 minutes. So we'd like to get every call we can. And so we'll go right directly to the calls. And you're on the air with Terry O'Connor.
Sounds good. Let's go ahead and bring on Marcia from Kentucky. And it looks like she's made a life-changing decision there, David and Kerry. And she wants to know if it was the right one. So let's bring on Marcia.
Hello.
Hi, Marcia. How are you?
Well, I'm okay, I hope.
So you made a life decision?
Yeah, it was a relationship decision. And it was really tough. It took a really long time.
Right. Right. Well, what I'm seeing, Marcia, what I've been telling people that the year 207 is all about divine partnership and relationships. And so what I'm confirming for you is, yes, it was the right decision that you are, like I see you with your energy arm wrestling it, going back and forth for a really long time. And I know, and I'm seeing your third chakra, so that self-esteem, self-worth, it really was a big sock in your stomach. And so, but what I'm seeing is that it, think of that at you're going to be turning your energy around, in that the divine partnership is where, think of spirit is asking all of us all around the world is to get into divine partnership. And so a lot of people's relationships this year have been having a flashlight under it, and it's being asked to be raised up to that next level. What is that next level? More joy, more peace, more happiness. And it goes down simply, Marcia, when I look at your energy field and I said telepathically, I said, Marcia, I put the relationship in front of you, and I said, show me your heart. Were you expanded or were you contracted? And you were contracted. And so if you think about it, your whole heart contracted in. It was holding itself in. Think of a bird with feathers in a protective posture, and you weren't expanded. So you were modulating your energy in this relationship. And so when it comes down to it, think of it as a life lesson that you're learning not to modulate your energy for anybody. That means turning down your light, modifying who you are. And it was taught on mom's side of the family, so you're breaking generational patterns. So that's the arm wrestling, why it was really hard. But this is now forever going to let you go out of where I see a cocoon that's all dark and brown. So that shows me that it didn't have any nurturing, especially for Marcia, any left more. So you're out, you're expanding your wings. And when you feel, a lot of times paradoxically, when we expand our wings out, it can feel like we're losing our breath or anxiety, like because our wings have been in a protective posture energetically for a long time. So think of that anxiety as another feeling of your wings expanding, and even tap your thymus, which is right below your throat, like 3 to 4 inches below your throat. Tapping that area will help you when you're feeling a little tight, and this is all about expansion, and absolutely, and you're entering into divine partnership. And so to get and be in divine partnership, we have to be a divine partner within ourselves, and we're not a divine partner if we're expanding and contracting our energy. And so that's the commitment you made to yourself. And then also you're going to expand out, and when you expand out, December is a huge turning point for you. Also pay attention to seeing a lot of 12-12s. Also, I'm seeing a father figure coming in, giving you an olive branch, asking for forgiveness, and also being more supportive. And also pay attention to smelling smoke. So look for the number 12-12. That's the men coming in to support you. December, again, I'm seeing the opportunity of another relationship coming in, but this is a divine part, because when you're in elevator 3, it's like tasting nectar, and so you're not going to, the nectar relationship is coming in, and you're not going to have any bit of acidic energy. So you absolutely more than made the right choice. It's much more than just getting out of relationship, okay?
Okay. I guess I'm a little confused. I made the right relationship decision, but you're saying that there could be yet another decision ahead of me?
Another relationship. As you're in December is a huge turning point for you, so you're expanding your energy, and within that, you're going to be re-entering in. The next relationship you go in is like a relationship that your whole energy feels expanded. You don't modulate it at all. So right now, celebrate your rebirthing period. Really get your, have your wings spread out. What does that mean? Really, you get to really know yourself as a single person to see what it feels like, so then you'll recognize when you shrink your energy at all. When somebody has, you've like turned your light down, like, so they say, let's go to the movies, and you really don't feel like going to that movie, but you'd want to see something else, that you feel strong and say, you know what, I'll go to the movies, but I'm going to go see that other movie, and I'll meet you afterwards, and we'll have pizza afterwards, and you don't feel like you have to modulate your energy in any position. That's just one simple example. And so coming in December, I'm seeing that there's, you're like gathering, I'm starting to put out a heart signal for a divine partner to come in. He doesn't have to necessarily come in walking in December, but December is a huge changing point for you. So absolutely, yes, you made the right decision, and really celebrate your expansion. So this is a very big deal, because it's going to spill over to every direction in your life. Okay?
Okay. But
all right.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank
you. Have a wonderful day, Marcia.
Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks
so much, Marcia. And we'd like to squeeze in at least one other call.
Yep.
Benny, do we have one?
We certainly do there. Let's bring on Susan from Seattle. She's been waiting so patiently, so let's bring her on. It looks like a... She just wants a general reading about her energy field. So let's bring on Susan from Seattle.
Right. Oh, hi, Carrie. This is Susan here.
Hi.
Hi. I was wanting to see what you see in my energy field in general.
Okay. You know, it's interesting. I see a smiley face on your second chakra, which is interesting. You know those little yellow things that were, I don't know, maybe in the 50s or 70s, or a happy face. So that's a good thing. I like seeing that. And their sticker, the sticker means, think of you're doing a lot of second chakra work, so that's working through clearing out, bringing yellow energy into that. So that's empowerment to me. That's also really clearing out old stuff in the second chakra is sex, finances, creativity, and so you're doing a lot of movement there that absolutely is going to go down to your root chakra, and that when we start doing that, it's like you're giving, but making the roadway to give birth and to really take in that time of that, it's like clearing out the second chakra and all those other corners, and I even see a corner of symbolic cobwebs. So really pay attention to over the next 7 days, 7 months, and pay attention to seeing a lot of sevens in your energy field, because you're entering a new next level of your development, and that seven is mastery. That's very cool. And so think of over the next 7 days, 7 weeks, of ideas that come into your head that out of the blue, or like I saw an example of a client of mine that she was in this part where you were, and then all of a sudden she wanted to pick a painting. Never painted in her life, never thought about it, but now she's now in her 80s, and she's been painting, and she was a teacher painter, and so she really stepped into hidden gifts and talents, because she recovered a part of her soul. So I'm seeing you're entering in that period, so celebrate. And also, if something sounds funny or odd or different, if you just keep on seeing this client, Lois, so pay attention to any Lois within your family or somebody coming in.
That who is that, Lois?
Lois, yep, Lois. Yep.
Oh, okay.
And so, and she, again, that just didn't fight it, Susan. And then I can't emphasize, she's one of the best in the West, in the West Coast, East Coast, best, a very well-known painter. And she started well into her 40s, and because she listened to her intuition, her drive. And so that's what you're entering into. So God bless you, and go for it.
Okay, great, Carrie.
Thank you
so much. Thank you very much, indeed.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day. Keep up the good work.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and thank you, Susan. And, you know, we have about 2 minutes before we have to end our show. Carrie, what would you like to do? Do you think we could squeeze in one last call?
Yeah, we'll try the next call, yeah.
Actually, unfortunately, we don't have enough time, because I still got to do the closing credits
okay,
and so
right.
forth.
I know, I thought, by the time the question would be. So
yeah.
That's,
all right.
That's
well,
okay.
Well, we have next week, so that's a wonderful thing.
That's perfect.
Yes,
yeah, it
is
perfect. And I thought it was great to have all those calls on our first show.
Absolutely.
And you know, just to remind people about what Carrie can do, she has a great website, and it has all of her information on it, and it's insideout-outsidein. And Carrie, before we go to our close, did you have any kind of special message you wanted to give to anybody? Or
I wanted to, first of all, a lot of times, David, we're saying that it switched over to CarrieO'Connor.com, so we're trying to give that out as far as the website. I
okay.
can't tell you that. But the message I want to, first of all, of course, thank Dr. Pat for this opportunity of hosting on her show. of really encouraging people to take action, to this week really stay centered and really listen to their heart and their heart's desires. And our heart's desires are bubbling up, and we're really tuning into what we want to do for ourselves. And so it's a wonderful thing. So have a good week. We'll see you next week here at the KKNL.
KKNW. Yeah. Close. KKNW. One off.
Yeah, one off. All right. I'll get it. So thank you, Benny. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Wonderful.
Yeah, thanks, Benny. And thanks to all the listeners.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.